This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. 5.4 million Americans not only lost their employer-sponsored health plans in the pandemic, but they also did not or could not get alternate health insurance. That is a risk in and of itself, but it may result in job loss in the healthcare industry. That is the warning from nonpartisan nonprofit Families USA, which is releasing research on this today. Stan Dorn is a senior fellow at Families USA. Good morning.
Good morning.
U.S. GDP declined 9.5% in 3 months, and one would have thought perhaps the bulk of that was in, restaurants or transportation. But according to your research, it was actually healthcare.
Yes, we were surprised to find that. It's 29% of the entire staggering drop in GDP the second quarter was due to reduced revenue for healthcare providers. By contrast, in the entire restaurant industry, food services, accommodations, hotels industry, 17% of GDP drop was responsible in that sector. There was no other engine driving the downturn as much as healthcare.
Which is kind of surprising because we hear about the surges in the need for emergency care as coronavirus, peaks in different parts of the country. But that's not what we're talking about, is it? Who are the folks who are losing their jobs here?
Well, so far we've lost more than a million jobs in the healthcare sector, which is more than any other sector but the restaurant industry. But even so, the amount of money involved is greater by far than the restaurant industry. So, we're talking about hospitals, doctor's offices, clinics having to lay off staff, nurses, janitors. One out of every seven workers in the United States is employed by the healthcare industry. So when the healthcare industry sneezes, the whole economy catches a cold.
What you're describing is what the healthcare industry is suffering from, just the shutdown. What are you predicting will happen because people have lost their health insurance coverage?
Yes, what we've seen so far is just the prelude to what we're afraid may happen soon. In the past, less revenue for healthcare providers has translated into a staggering drop in GDP. What we found is that health insurance losses projected to result from an economy that remains stable at May levels will cost another 1.5 million to 2.5 million jobs. As hospitals, doctor's offices, clinics lose money, they have to lay off staff, and that hurts the surrounding local economies as well.
But, couldn't people who lose their job-sponsored health insurance get Medicaid or something under the Affordable Care Act?
Sure, and many will, but not all will. Lots of folks who qualify for help won't sign up. That's happened before. We know it's going to happen again. There are two changes. One, fewer patients will have insurance of any kind. And two, patients who do have insurance will have it in a form that pays less to healthcare providers. Medicaid, for example, pays a lot less than private health insurance.
Stan Dorn is a senior fellow at Families USA. Thank you so much, Stan.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.